The MarTech Podcast is a proud member of the I Hear Everything Podcast Network. Looking to launch or scale your podcast? I Hear Everything delivers podcast production, growth, and monetization solutions that transform your words into profit. Ready to give your brand a voice? Then visit IHearEverything.com.
From advertising to software as a service to data.
Across all of our programs and clients, we've seen a 55 to 65% open rate.
Getting brands authentically integrated into content performs better than TV advertising.
Typical lifespan of an article is about 24 to 36 hours.
If we're reaching out to the right person with the right message and a clear call to action, then it's just a matter of timing.
Welcome to the MarTech Podcast, an I Hear Everything production. In this podcast, you'll hear the stories of world-class marketers that use technology to drive business results and achieve career success. We'll unearth the real-world experiences of some of the brightest minds in the marketing and technology space so you can learn the tools, tips, and tricks they've learned along the way. Now here's the host of the MarTech Podcast, Benjamin Shapiro.
Welcome to the MarTech Podcast. I'm your host, Benjamin Shapiro, and today we're going to talk about identifying personas that will convert into loyal customers. Joining us is Say Surya Kumar, who is the head of marketing at Superhuman, which is the fastest email experience ever made. And the company is backed by A16, Around Capital, Tiger Global, and it's an incredible growth story. Yesterday, Say and I talked about how Superhuman created its loyal fan base, and today we're going to continue the conversation talking about how Superhuman is expanding from PLG, product-led growth, into PLS, product-led sales. All right, here's the second part of my conversation with Say Surya Kumar, the head of marketing at Superhuman. Say, welcome back to the MarTech Podcast.
Thanks. I'm excited for part two.
Excited to have you back on the show. You know, yesterday we talked about the sort of early days of Superhuman and how you were able to not only create a wonderful app that developed a loyal fan base, but also create some buzz around your startup. You've gone into a different stratosphere now. The company's not an early stage startup. You're post-C round funded. You've got a large following, and you're making this migration that I think you're on the cutting edge of, which is we've all heard of product-led growth. Everyone wants their software to do the marketing for them. And now we're starting to think about doing the same thing in sales. Talk to me about Superhuman's efforts to expand from being a product-led growth company into a product-led sales company.
One of the things that I think is really interesting when we think about product-led growth and product-led sales is that just a few years ago, product-led sales wasn't a thing. People looked at products and they expected everything to be handled by in-product mechanisms and in-product growth and upsells and cross-sells. And they really thought, hey, sales is just not going to have a role to play here. And interestingly, what we and many other companies have seen is that's just not true. There is something unique about having a human that can walk through your specific challenges, your unique business, and really tell you how this fits in or, and sometimes doesn't fit in to that equation. And that's what we focus so much on, including product-led sales in the conversation, because it adds a level of customization to a customer, because all of a sudden we're focused on how they use it. So we've seen a handful of success stories on both the PLG and the PLS side, where incorporating a human in the selling motion has actually resulted in larger deals being landed, in longer contracts being negotiated, because that human is able to identify different opportunities, different gaps, different things that we should pay attention to that a product just can't do on its own. So that's why we're so committed into thinking about the concept of product-led sales and really having sales teams to help our customers grow their use of Superhuman and solve some of the challenges that they maybe couldn't do just on their own.
So I understand why mostly in an email or productivity app, there's lots of opportunities for product-led growth. You're sending an email. That email can be a marketing vehicle for your company. You've got lots of forms of communications, lots of daily touch points and places where people can share the experience they're having. I understand how that leads to growth. Talk to me a little bit about Superhuman's business model and where are you injecting the sales team as opposed to just being product-led?
So in the early days of Superhuman, we were really designed for an individual power user. The goal was to help you master your email. It was to give you 3 hours back. It was to reduce the time you spent filtering and triaging your emails. And that's still largely true today. But what we've seen is a huge uptick in interest for team use of Superhuman. Multiple people using it in either a same small team or within a larger organization. And that's really where we find that our sales team is able to provide additional value. It's in exploring some of these use cases that individuals might not be paying attention to or might not have visibility to. A great example of that is recently a customer that we had sold had a few folks using Superhuman on their sales team. And the rest of the team didn't have visibility into Superhuman. They were still using their original email tool. And the addition of our sales team helped them see other opportunities to use features like snippets to help increase the productivity of the entire sales team, not just one or two high-performing account executives. So when you think about the benefits of Superhuman, the 3 hours per day per person, those multiply as you start to add more and more people. And that's really where a sales team can be successful, is they can help these department heads and these department leaders truly visualize, hey, what would it look like to do a rollout across an entire team, an entire department, or even an entire company? And how much more could you unlock with every individual saving hours per week on their email?
A special thanks to our presenting sponsor, Mutinex. Ready to take your team from I think to I know? Then join brands like Samsung, ING, and Asahi who make better marketing decisions with Mutinex. Mutinex Growth OX, the marketing mix modeling platform that makes measuring ROI fast, easy, and cost-effective. Request a demo at mutinex.co. That's mutinex.co. Time for a one-minute break to hear from our presenting sponsor, Mutinex. In 1919, John Wanamaker said, "Half the money I spend on advertising is wasted. I just don't know which half." Well, the advertising landscape has changed since then, and instead of reaching your audience on 2 channels, you're probably reaching them on 20. Turns out John didn't know how easy he had it. But that doesn't mean that you should give up on striving towards marketing effectiveness. No matter how complex your marketing strategy is, Mutinex Growth OX is the market mix modeling platform that measures the impact of marketing on your bottom line. Mutinex's market mix modeling platform calibrates your insights against the latest market conditions so you can make media and marketing investment decisions confidently and quickly. Ready to take your team from I think to I know? Then join brands like Samsung, ING, and Asahi who make better marketing decisions with Mutinex. Mutinex Growth OX, your best decision starts here. To learn more about Mutinex, go to mutinex.co. That's mutinex.co. Okay, here's the rest of today's interview. So somewhere there's a marketer listening to this podcast who's saying, I've been focusing on PLG. I've been building in touch points that help my application, my SaaS software be more viral, to get more leads, to get more downloads, users. If they're starting to think about monetization and they want to get into product-led sales, how do you run the, I understand how to use my product to get more downloads, to drive more dollars?
So marketers for the longest time have focused on looking at the activity of a prospect or a lead before they get into the product. What websites do you go to? What eBooks do you download? How many times do you click on my pricing page? Did you submit a contact us form? And then once they get into the product, most marketers kind of dust their hands and go, okay, I'm done. I got them in. And product-led sales is really paying attention to users within your product because it starts with product-led. So marketers that are curious about this need to start thinking differently about the lifecycle of a customer and the traditional funnel. And they need to start looking at the product usage as the next step in the customer journey. And when it's Superhuman, what we do is we look at people within the product. We look at their usage. We look at the features they're using. We look at how productive they're being, how much time they're saving, how they're triaging emails. And we use that to identify users that might be a great fit for a potential expansion conversation. We use that to identify users who also might be struggling, who might need some help from our support team. So it really presents another opportunity for these marketers to shift their thinking, not just to, I need to get you in my product, but how do I get more successful people in the product onto larger teams? We might have a situation where you might have 5, 7, 15, 20 people at a company using Superhuman all on an individual basis with amazing utilization rates and activity rates. Maybe it makes sense for those users to all consolidate. Maybe it makes sense for IT to control a little bit more of the privacy and the permissions around that email use, maybe it makes sense to bring them all into a single contract so the company can negotiate a better discount. All of these things are possible through PLS because you're looking at product signals within your product. You're not just looking at pre-purchase signals, which is what most traditional B2B marketing revolves around.
Now, how do you differentiate between product-led sales and your customer success team? At every B2B SaaS company that I've worked at or consulted for, once you, as you said, the marketers drop you off at the door, it's the customer service team that welcomes you, onboards you, and is responsible for essentially upselling you. What's the overlap between sales and customer success?
In a best-in-class organization, Ben, they have to be joined at the hip. And what I've seen work really well is when, at their core, customer success is obsessed with exactly that, customer success. They're not overly focused on having a sales quota. They're not overly focused on getting you across the line. They really are vested in your success in the product, which might mean that you may not be a good candidate for being upsold. And that's okay. Customers really trust folks that are there for their best interest. So a really tight collaboration between customer success and sales means at the right point in time, customers can be moved to an account executive or an account manager who can then handle the upsell conversation based on the input from a CSM. When you combine that with product signals, it means that CSMs and sales reps are able to have really powerful conversations with customers because they're now able to tailor their conversations based on the usage of the product. They no longer have to go off firmographic or demographic characteristics. They can say, hey, I know that you're not filtering emails. I know you're leaving them in your inbox and that's costing you time. Let me help you understand how to filter. I know you're not using snippets, but you seem to be sending the exact same email over and over and over again. Here's how we can turn that into a reusable template and cut down time. And for Superhuman, that's all included in the product. So it's not an upsell conversation. But for many companies, the combination of deep knowledge about the customer, both in terms of who they are, the business they run, and their use of the product, allows us to have much more powerful conversations when it comes time to retention, expansion, or any of those concepts that all really rely on how you use the product.
At the end of the day, when you think about PLG, PLS, PLM, PL anything, it has to do with understanding the data and the usage of your product. The more you can understand what experience somebody has had as they're engaging with your product, if they're using the product, the better you can use that as ammo to help them with the experience and hopefully further their customer experience, your relationship with the company, and the way that you sell your products. And that wraps up this episode of the MarTech Podcast. Thanks for listening to my conversation with Say Suryakumar, the head of marketing at Superhuman. If you'd like to get in touch with Say, you can find a link to his LinkedIn profile in our show notes, or you can visit his company's website, which is superhuman.com. Just one more link in our show notes I'd like to tell you about. If you didn't have a chance to take notes while you were listening to this podcast, head over to martechpod.com, where we have summaries of all of our episodes and contact information for our guests. You can also subscribe to our weekly newsletter, and you can even send us your topic suggestions or your marketing questions, which we'll answer live on our show. Of course, you can always reach out on social media. Our handle is martechpod, MARTECHPOD, on LinkedIn, Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook, or you can contact me directly. My handle is benjshap, benjshap. JP. And if you haven't subscribed yet and you want a daily stream of marketing and technology knowledge in your podcast feed, we're going to publish an episode every day this year. So hit the subscribe button in your podcast app and we'll be back in your feed tomorrow morning. All right, that's it for today. But until next time, my advice is to just focus on keeping your customers happy.
Thanks for listening to the MarTech Podcast, an I Hear Everything production. Looking to launch or scale a podcast like this one for your brand? Then visit iheareverything.com.